So you are already very in tuned and in your energy, everyone, and in the space you are. So as you know well already, to take a slow and nourishing breath, or as much as breath as you need. Bring your awareness back to your body, to your center of your being, your heart. Maybe even continuing, as Monica said, the residual energies from the Stargate experience, from the star families, that Alcazar has guided you through Pragita and Julianne, from the sacred mountain of Shasta, feeling and bringing it more into your heart, expanding and feeling and radiating, vibrating more of that sacred energy. And the theme of the day was truly the self-worth. So let us all unite in this feel right now, just on that word, the self-worth. Where is your focus of self-worth right now? If there was one place in your life, in this moment, that comes into your mind, into your energy, of focusing self-worth there. What is that? And give that energy from your heart. Simply feeling it, infusing it, loving it, from your heart energy, from your love, from your compassion, from your unconditional love. Breathe into it, love into it. See the light into it. If something needs to change or dissolve or transform, feel to that energy changing right now, all together, supporting one another in this unified quantum field. Breathe, love, breathe again. Feel more into where you are sitting now. Drop deeper into the core of your being. And your being that's connected to the vastness of the super consciousness of who you are. From beyond this body, into the full self-soul awareness, into a oneness. As you are in this state of being, of beingness, allow yourself to open once again, which you already are and been all through the day, to the love, to the energy, and to the teachings of Kryon and Alcazar.
And so, beloved ones, We are with you. So many, many lifetimes ago, so many thousands of your years ago, you came here to the earth. You came, as we have said already, from star families, from enlightened civilizations. You volunteered, you chose to come here. You were selected. And you came with a number of conditions. One was that when you arrived, when you were born into the physical human form, you would come into an environment of duality, of separation. Another condition was that you would forget where you came from. And that when you were here, over different incarnations, you would slowly, slowly move into unconsciousness. This was known before you came. This was part of the agreement. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, you came from many different star systems, many different enlightened civilizations. You all came, you brought your DNA, let us put it this way, you brought it here. And for generation after generation after generation, you have been mixing and merging with each other. And now you are slowly coming out of that deep unconsciousness of the Dark Ages. And this has been happening for you gradually, lifetime after lifetime, preparing for this particular lifetime, this particular possibility, for indeed it was just a possibility until but a few years ago. And as Kryon said, you passed the marker. It is now possible for humanity to bring in a whole new reality here on your earth. Ultimately, the energetic of oneness, the energetic of enlightenment of the whole world. But there are many steps between then and now. And so, beloved ones, you are in the process of awakening. It might seem very rapid to you right now, but let us say this, it is still going to accelerate. Part of the message that we wanted to share with you this day was that your focus, where you direct your energy, is what you will create, and it will be amplified. And as this conversation a few moments ago, the intention to create a center, and it happens simply and effortlessly. Beloveds, you can begin to align your life with simplicity, with effortlessness, with intention, with self-love, self-compassion. The conditioning that you have lived for lifetime after lifetime is to give to others first. But beloved ones, if you are giving and giving and giving without giving to yourself first, you become drained. Your energy gets less and less. Life becomes a struggle, a difficulty. When you love yourself first, when you are compassionate with your own self, you build your energy up. You feel good. Joy is your nature. And from that place, you want to give, because the very act of giving brings more to you. It fills you, because you are coming from this place of self-love, of self-fulfillment, then the giving happens. You welcome those who receive from you. It is a great relief to be giving, because that brings more joy, more celebration in your own beingness. So you are on a journey, and it is a very critical time for you individually and for you as a humanity. And as we said, the marker has been passed. So it is virtually guaranteed now that humanity will ultimately reach the goal. It is up to you. How long does it take? How many more lifetimes is it going to take to bring this incredibly beautiful earth to a totally thriving, vibrating, natural energetic with which humanity is in total alignment with? Everything is just part of the flow of existence. Your guidance from within takes you where you need to be, helps you express that which you need to express. Can you imagine how that might be? Can you imagine how it will be living a life of abundance on all levels? We like to use this phrase, abundance on all levels, because for so many, abundance implies money or what money can buy. This is not the abundance we are referring to. Yes, indeed, it includes money. It includes the possessions that bring you joy. But we also mean abundance of love, self-love, and love for those around you. Abundance of beautiful friendships, deep friendships, where you honor each other and grow interacting with each other. Abundance of freedom. Freedom to speak whatever you wish to share from your heart. Freedom to allow others to express their opinions and viewpoints, which may be different or contradictory to your own, and to do that in love and respect. Freedom to move around this beautiful earth without the limitations of the borders that you have right now. Yes, you will still have countries, because that is a useful way to simply function. But freedom of movement, freedom of expression, these are vital parts. Freedom to be who you choose to be. Whether it is freedom to focus on a particular project, freedom to simply relax on a beach somewhere, knowing that whatever your choices are, existence, society will support you in living your truth moment to moment. Can you imagine that? Can you visualize that? Because, beloved ones, that is the first step. It is so important to visualize that which you wish to create. You have heard how these two visualized having the center, and it has appeared in their life. And the visualization continues to evolve, continues to grow, continues to adapt to the changing realities around and within. And so the first step is to love yourself sufficiently to say, I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve abundance on all levels. And I am asking my guides, I'm asking existence, I'm asking my super consciousness to support me to bring me to the place that I need to be in order to first visualize and then to attract into my life those things that I am visualizing. A beautiful partner in your life, if that is what you are calling for. One that is going to support you, to honor you as you honor them, to grow together, to have similar beautiful things that you enjoy together, as well as other things which you individually enjoy and your partner supports you in enjoying them. Can you visualize that? Can you visualize that? Can you visualize harmony in your society? Can you visualize everyone living their own potential? Everyone celebrating their differences rather than criticizing the other or putting the other down for who they are or their choices they make or the color of the skin. Can you visualize harmony in that way? Visualize it, beloved ones. That is the first step of creating. Visualize it in your life, in your environment. As you start to see that your intention, your self-love, starts to create those things that you are inviting, you start to see the initial signals that, oh, you are in the right way, you are in the right track. As you start to see these things, then you start to really focus. You start to really create. And as things start to be created in your reality, then that creative energetic moves out into the world. Can you see this? The visualization of these two is moving out into the world. In this process, right in this moment, can you see that each one of you are creating your own reality by your thoughts, by your actions, by your feelings, by your words? It is so important to understand. Despite the what we might call illusion of physical reality, your science tells you that everything is just vibration. Everything is just vibration. Therefore, your vibration, the vibration from your feelings, the vibration from that which you speak, the vibration from that which you think, the vibration from the actions that you take, they are all vibration. Vibration creates existence, the quantum field, spirit, whatever label you wish to put on this incredible vast consciousness from which everything comes. That vast consciousness responds to your moment by moment vibration. Where you put your focus is of great import. Even the thoughts, even the feelings, they are creative vibration. Sometimes these vibrations create an instant response from the existence around you. Sometimes these vibrations build up in the quantum field and then suddenly a creation happens. Suddenly the land is available because of the building up of the intention, the refocusing again and again of this is what I'm creating. Not this is what I wish to create. This is what I am creating with my thoughts, with my feelings, with my words, with my actions. So understand existence, spirit, God, the universe, the quantum field, It responds to your moment-by-moment vibration. So, if you intend to love yourself, if you intend to be compassionate with yourself, that vibration will be reflected back to you. And you will find that those around you start to become more loving, more compassionate to you. Can you see how this happens? We have said what you put your focus on will be accelerated in these times. So be very aware, moment by moment, as much as you can. What is your vibration radiating? What is your vibration magnetizing into your life? You create your own reality. No matter how much you choose to blame others, to blame the virus, to blame the boss, to blame your partner, to blame your children, whatever it is, if you are blaming, then you will create an energetic that is so negative, so uncomfortable, because it will be magnified, amplified. This is why we emphasize self-love, self-compassion, because as we said at the beginning of this little talk, when you start to love self, you start to overflow with love. You start to overflow with compassion. You no longer judge others. Even when they are being negative towards you, your compassion says, I can understand they are suffering because I have suffered. I can understand that they are in unconsciousness in this moment because I have been in unconsciousness and I am slowly, slowly moving out of it. I understand. I have compassion for them. So even if they are saying or doing something negative towards me, there is a level of understanding, a level of compassion. And therefore, your response to that action from them will be measured, will be from a place of love and understanding. It is so important in these times to live your own truth, not to believe what you read, what you see in the media. Be a little bit aware of what you take in as the truth, as reality. Because in these times, the old ways are trying to hold on. The old methods of control that have been used in the past, subtly unseen most of the time, are very obvious right now. And as the vibration continues to go up, the old is going to try and control more and more and more. Take a look at what is happening. Take a look at what is going in your world. Do you understand that certain religions have had women controlled by wearing a mask across their face? And what is happening now? What's happening with these masks? That everybody, or most people, are just simply putting on without questioning. Is this necessary? And so, beloved ones, be aware of what you are hearing, what you are being told, what you are reading. Listen to your own inner wisdom. If you wish to find information, then do it conscientiously. Ask your guides to bring you the truth that you need to be aware of. Ask your guides to support you in an understanding of what is truly happening here on your earth with this so-called virus. Ask your guides to support you with an elevated picture of what is occurring. Feel what is right for you. Understand that your super consciousness, which exists in the quantum field, has the picture, has the knowing, and you can receive guidance from the super consciousness with your openness, with your willingness, with the love of self, the compassion for self. Beloved ones, we love you and we bless you. We celebrate what is occurring here. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. You might think at some place that there would be a meeting of that which would be the entities who channel to you, for you, with you. You've just heard from Alcazar. This is an extension of what he presents. This is a time when you truly move from the unconscious to the conscious. It is a time where the metaphor of things that vibrate higher is at hand. He also mentioned that you carry with you the seeds of star stuff. Indeed, you did not come from what is here on this planet, dear ones. You did not evolve from the animals you were told you evolved from. Not entirely. For that DNA that even Alcazar speaks of had intentional alteration for you to be the human that you are, carrying the seeds of the stars that you do. All of these things could be what we would call eye-rolling to many. And yet your science is starting to examine the attributes of that which you are supposed to evolve from. And they're coming up empty-handed. They're saying that your evolution was too quick to have actually happened. That your DNA is different from anything that you've been told you came from. And so it begins a revelation that indeed will become common knowledge at some time. But here's the big issue. Right now, dear ones, on this planet, there is the ability for many to move dimensionally. Regular old souls, not necessarily channelers, or those who would necessarily have meditated for years to become a higher vibration, but an energy that is occurring on the planet that allows anyone who wishes to have an awakening that may have taken many, many lifetimes, but perhaps they're even new. An energy that honors the old soul, for they will be the first ones to participate in a dimensional shift. But the others have that ability they always have. That's the star stuff, dear ones. There is an actual enablement of consciousness going on. This is commensurate with the shift. It is everything we told you the shift would be. It has to start somewhere. It starts now. It's actually started some time ago. That human beings were starting to realize and recognize things they never had before. And the first ones to do so would be the ones who perhaps are even listening to this or watching this, either live or what you call later. Alcazar mentioned also there is no later. That is to say that whatever energies are taught and felt at this moment from my partner in the chair is just as powerful 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even a week from now, doesn't matter. Because multidimensionality is that way. Does not deteriorate with time. It is just as present in the future as it is at this second. So if you are hearing this in your now, know that it's also my now. Hard to explain, but that's the way it works. You are starting to open an awareness portal that literally is able to move you dimensionally. Crying, what does that mean? What does that mean? I'm going to travel someplace. You are going to travel someplace if you choose to. And that is consciousness. Alcazar calls it superconsciousness. That would be a consciousness which is above that which you assume is everything. You're looking up into a higher dimensional consciousness which is going to allow you to see things that you never saw before. An alliance, perhaps, with the biggest multidimensional, most divine thing possible, your soul, your Akash, your cellular structure, your very DNA. I told my partner some months ago there would be a new direction for Kryon. He was sitting in this very chair. He was in what they call a live stream. There were many watching. I did that on purpose so that he had no choice but to act in a way that was appropriate rather than to shelve it, as he says, if I had told him privately. That is who he is, and we know that. And so in front of many, I told him that he would be now assisting humanity in whatever size groups wanted to come in moving into another dimension. That particular dimension would expose them to their own magnificence. That other dimension would let them walk into places in their own soul energy that they had never walked before. And in doing that, it would expose indeed the grandeur of who they were, expose them to a system that they could access which could mute that which is their fear, which could take away inappropriatenesses in their Akashic record, which could then talk to the cellular body and create perhaps even spontaneous remission, all of those things which the masters did. That is where you're going. We told you this long ago, and here it is. I told him to set up weekly meetings, one of which had to be free for the planet, to take you to that place if you choose, on a regular basis to expose that, to go across the bridge, as I say, into a place where you can then sit and watch majestic things unfold and realize it's you. So I want to do something now that is similar. In 2 days, I will give you a sample of what going across the bridge looks like. But right now, I want you to close your eyes. There's no reason to watch the figure on the screen. I want to take you someplace. I want to expose something for you. You may see what's going to happen is impossible. Let me just tell you this story. See it perhaps as a movie, if you wish. But this is a movie of what is coming and what is available and how profound it might be. I want you to just relax for a moment and come closer. Come closer. I want you to feel peaceful. Feel peaceful, dear ones. If it's within that which you will choose to do, come with me to a magic place. It's a very large room, dear ones. And as you enter this room, you feel the power and the majesty of it. To some, it'll feel like a museum, but it isn't. It's quite well lit and very colorful, but it's filled with statues. And the statues are all on pedestals. Now, this is a metaphor. And in a moment, you'll see what it is. You have entered your superconsciousness. You have entered a place that you've never actually been to before, not like this, not like this. Here is the question I ask you before we even continue. Are you ready? If you carry around the Akashic record of your past lives, how real can it manifest itself? How real can it manifest itself? Or does it hide from you in a dimension you cannot access? Or can you? You're in this magic room, beautiful, peaceful. And you see the many statues, and you don't really understand what they are until one of them moves. Almost like it's become a spotlight on the statue, it moves, and the statue completely turns into a life form. And the one on the statue, either man or woman, literally gets off of the pedestal and turns into full color. And you're not afraid because you recognize somehow the affinity with this one. They reach out and ask you to take their hand, and you do, because there's no danger here. It's very safe. Feels like you. I mean, it feels so comfortable. And you look into the eyes of this individual, man or woman, and they give their name. They say, I am, and I am you. And they start to tell you about the fact that it represents you in a past life. You've just met a past life, you. Your soul is filled with this beautiful, beautiful individuals, all young, dear ones. Every single statue, one of youth and strength and beauty, and they get to tell you what they've been through. But more than that, they start giving you advice. Here is what you learned in this lifetime that I want to tell you, they'll say. And you listen intently. I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. And they give you wisdom about that lifetime, and then they return to the pedestal. And you move to the next one, and it lights up, and they turn into color, and they get off and hold your hand and look into your eyes, and they say, come closer. Here's one I want to tell you. We learned from this lifetime. I am you. You are me. We learned this together. I'm in your soul, you are in mine. And statue after statue after statue, it doesn't matter how long it takes, it starts to fill you up. And you realize just how big you are and how long you've lived on the earth and the plan that's here, and you're in a dimension that belongs to you, you never saw before. Oh, what a place, this Akashic record of yours. Can you imagine such a thing? That's you expanding to see the system, to know how it works, to start making sense of it, to see the growth where everyone tells you what they've learned and their wisdom, and you can see what you've been through in order to make you you today. Now let's stop this vision for a moment. And I want everything to go dark. Keep your eyes closed, take a breath. Now I want you to envision the same room. And I want you to envision that you are a statue. Yes, you've passed over. Yes, you've gone through what is called death, and there you are in that room. And the door opens, and in comes a beautiful soul. Gender doesn't make a difference, young, strong. And in that soul, the first statue they come to, and they walk right up and look at you, and you get off the statue, and now you're about ready to tell your next life who you are, what you've been through, and the wisdom that you've gleaned. And it goes on and on. You are in a super consciousness place that is beautiful and filled with truth, for this is the way it works. And you become wiser and wiser with each incarnation because of this process that has always been there, but not as real as I just gave it to you. Is it real or is it a vision? Multidimensionality is that way, for you live in four, and there's hundreds of dimensions. what is real and what is not. You live in a simple one. But dear ones, you're in all of them. It's your choice to move into that which is above what you know. I just gave you a real scenario that can happen even this day. Some of you will have the dreams tonight because we've just tickled a portion of your consciousness that says, take a look, take a look, take a look. This is real. It can happen. Even at a lower level, there are those who can talk to you who have been you on this planet and give you information and take away that idea that you're nothing or by accident and you're not. Magnificent you are in every way. Here on purpose, you are many. You are many. Old soul. I'll be back. And so it is.